RCMP are investigating in Cape Breton after two shipments from China containing counterfeit currency were intercepted by the Canada Border Services Agency. Corporal Mitch Thompson says the first package was located at a Mirabel International Airport in Quebec on January 9th, with the other being intercepted at a cargo processing facility in Mississauga, Ontario, on January 27th. Thompson tells CKOA Radio that the CBSA contacted the RCMP after the second incident.
So at the end of January, our unit was contacted by the Canadian Border Services Agency Intelligence and Enforcement Division, who advised that they had intercepted two packages bound for the same address in Glace Bay. Those packages contained counterfeit holographic stickers that resembled security strips found on genuine Canadian currency, and also a package of counterfeit currency in 10, 20, 50, and $100 denominations.
Thompson says both packages totaled $30,000 worth of counterfeit currency and holographic stickers, and they were addressed to a home in Glace Bay. He says an investigation got underway, which led to a search of a Glace Bay home, where they found more fake money and counterfeiting equipment.
We did some additional investigation with CBSA and with the Bank of Canada. With the assistance of the Cape Breton Regional Police Service, we executed a search warrant on a residence in Glace Bay. As a result of that search warrant, we seized a number of different holographic stickers, approximately $70,000 in believed counterfeit currency, a number of electronic devices, a rifle, and other items that we would classify as instruments of counterfeiting.
The RCMP sent out a news release last week notifying the media about the search in Glace Bay, but no arrests or charges were mentioned. Thompson explains why.
There's quite a bit of forensic work that needs to be done in regards to the believed counterfeit cash that was seized. We're working with the National Anti-Counterfeiting Bureau in Ontario with that part. And once those forensics examinations are done and we've determined ownership and that kind of thing, we'll be looking at laying charges.
Cape Breton Regional Police said in January they were aware of someone handing out fake $100 bills in the community, but Thompson won't say if that incident is linked to their current investigation.
We don't currently have any evidence that I know that there was a number of fake hundreds that were circulated in Cape Breton prior to our execution of the search warrant. We currently don't have any evidence connecting those two things.
Meanwhile, Thompson says clerks unfamiliar with Canadian currency, such as international students, are likely targets for anyone who's trying to pass counterfeit money. He says businesses should help them watch out for telltale signs.
What we would say is, and what I would say is, it's important to know what the security features are on genuine Canadian bills. Make sure you know how to check those. And those resources are available through the Bank of Canada's website.
The Bank of Canada explains some ways to verify authentic bills by touching the words Bank of Canada on the front of the bill. You should find they are raised to the touch. Then you can tilt the top of the bill towards you and you should see a color change in the metallic portrait in the large transparent window. Thompson says if a clerk is handed some money that seems suspicious, it is wise not to confront the person and hand the money back to them.
Just return the bill to them, advise them that you think it might be counterfeit, encourage them to contact a bank or a local police of jurisdiction. And if you find counterfeit currency in your own cash outs or your own personal money, then make sure you're reaching out to your local police of jurisdiction. In Glace Bay, it'd be the Cape Breton Regional Police. Outside of the area, it might be the RCMP. And just let them know and turn the bill over so that we can track that kind of thing and hopefully put a stop to it.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, CKOA Radio.